Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Hey, it's me, Juan.
Hey, Juan, what's going on?
I had a question. So my mom and my mother and my father, they do their tax return together. Her name should go on there also, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, being that it's a sole proprietorship, we ended up getting the approval just underneath your dad's name, so that's fine.
So you just need my father's name?
Yeah, the approval is underneath his name. Let me double check one thing. I mean, on the tax return that I received from you guys, Schedule C just shows your dad on there. It says name of proprietor, Leoncio Cruz Lopez. And then on the 1040 and the Schedule C, so the 1040 does show Irma on there. But being that he's just on the 1040 itself, name of the proprietor, that's fine. It's underneath his name. They're pretty lenient when it comes to that, so it's just under your dad's name at this point. Just sure where it doesn't report on. It's not going to report on his personal credit, though. It's not a trade line. It's not like a car or a house or something on the credit report. It only reports business credit, so it wouldn't have really helped or hindered your mom's credit either way.
Okay, and then... And then where it says year or period requested, enter the ending date of the year period using the month, day, year format. If you're requesting the 4 years or periods or months, attach another form, 4506P request relating the quarterly tax return, such as form 941. You must enter each quarter or tax period separately, and it has like four blank spaces.
To be honest with you on that one, all he has to do is just sign it and date it.
Okay, so just leave it. Just sign it and date it then?
Exactly. So it's at the top you just see is this request for transcript of tax return. That just means if they ever needed to get a copy of the tax return that you guys provided, then they could do that with this form. They're not ever going to need to, you know what I mean? You guys provided the correct tax forms and everything.
Yeah.
If you were like a big corporation like a Schedule C or not Schedule C, but a S corporation or C corporation, something like that, with multiple owners and all this other crazy stuff, might be a big deal. But in this case, it's just a standard form they provide that they require for you to.
Okay, and another thing, because I called the manager, but I guess they're all out of town. He said he's gonna be back to like July 10. What else did you need? You said so you could provide that we pay rent.
Yeah, if you could just, you guys pay your rent with the checks?
Yes.
Okay, if you could just get copies of 4 months of the past recent rent checks, that'll be fine.
All right, I'll do that, because I call him right now, and I asked him if there's anybody here that's going to be in charge, and he's out right now. I think it's his nephew, or the landlord's nephew, but he's out right here right now. He's out of town.
Okay, if you can provide just a copy of the lease and 4 months of canceled rent checks, that'll be
fine. Okay. All right.
They just want to see that you're current. That's the only reason they would ever call them, is just to say, hey, look, is the lease renewable? Or not renewable, that's not the right word, but can the lease be renewed and are they current? And that's all they would ask otherwise. But if you can prove it in paperwork, that's fine too.
Yeah, so you just need the four recent ones?
Yeah, just the four most recent. So if you've paid for June, April, May, June? So March, April, May, and June. And let me look at your... I might actually be able to get them from your bank statements, but I don't think so. Sometimes they show canceled checks on there. But, yeah, not with Bank of America. So, you should have an archive if you do online banking that'll show the actual canceled checks for you guys.
Okay, so do you want me to get them, or you got them?
I don't have them. They're not on the bank statements you sent over.
All right, I'll send it over then.
Okay. Sorry for the inconvenience on that, but if he's not there, then that's another way around it. So.
Okay. So do I just leave that page blank then?
For the landlord. Go ahead and sign it. Just because I don't want it to throw up any. It's not that it's gonna throw up any red flags, but just sign it just in case they want to get silly.
Just put my father's name then?
Yep, just put his name and have him sign it.
Okay, no problem.
His signature needs to look like the signature that's on his driver's license, by the way.
What happened?
his signature needs to look like the signature that's on his driver's license.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, exactly.
That's what they look. That's why they asked. That's one of the reasons why they asked for the driver's license as well.
No problem.
But other than that, man, if you have any other questions, just let me know.
Yeah, no, I'm almost. He's almost finished. They just need two more pages.
Alrighty, sounds good, man.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.